This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The minimum wage is now $5.15 an hour. Congress has not increased that federal minimum since 1996. And last night, the Republican-led Senate turned down two separate proposals to raise it once again. The rival measures were both amendments to a bill, which is backed by business, that makes it harder to erase debts through bankruptcy, as NPR's David Wellner reports.
Massachusetts Democratic Senator Edward Kennedy last year tried to attach a rider raising the minimum wage to three separate bills on their way to enactment. Each time, GOP leaders pulled those bills from the floor rather than accept that rider. Kennedy tried once again yesterday with the bankruptcy bill, legislation he strongly opposes. But even before the Senate voted on his amendment, raising the minimum hourly wage by $2.10, Kennedy acknowledged he was fighting a losing battle in a chamber that has four more Republicans than last year.
Here we are debating the bankruptcy bill that has been written by the credit card companies that have $30 billion in profits this year and are looking to collect billions of dollars more as a result of this legislation. That's going to turn our bankruptcy courts into collecting agencies for the credit card industry. And we're going to say, oh, no, we can't afford $7.25 for working men and women.
Kennedy argued that the minimum wage's buying power is now the second lowest ever, that 61% of the 7 million people earning that wage are women, and that Congress should reward those who work 40-hour weeks year-round with a minimum wage they can survive on. But New Hampshire Republican John Sununu argued that doing so could cause more harm than good to people at the bottom of the wage scale.
Because it is an economic fact of life that when you raise that minimum wage, you are pricing people out of the markets. The same economic fact is true at $8 or $7 or even $6 an hour. People are being priced out of the market.
Republicans also questioned whether the nearly 40% hike in the minimum wage proposed by Kennedy was appropriate. But Georgetown University's Harry Holzer, who's a former chief economist at the Labor Department, says the minimum wage has in fact fallen far behind pay in the private sector.
The average private sector wage right now is $15.90. The minimum wage right now, the federal minimum wage at $5.15 an hour, is about 32% of that private sector minimum. And that's the lowest it's been, to my knowledge, in well over 50 years.
Holzer says historically the minimum wage has been close to half the average private sector wage, which is about where Kennedy's proposed wage hike would put it. But Craig Sherman of the National Retail Federation says a minimum wage of $7.25 an hour is simply unrealistic.
There's just little question that a wage increase of this magnitude would have significant consequences on job creation in industries that employ workers in entry-level jobs, and retail is certainly one of those industries.
49 Republicans voted against Kennedy's proposed wage hike. 46 senators, including four Republicans, voted for it. Pennsylvania Republican Rick Santorum offered an alternative raise of $1.10 an hour, but it also contained a number of provisions that Democrats called poison pills. Santorum argued those provisions were needed.
These are not poison pills. These are responsible, pro-worker, pro-small business provisions that do greatly help the people in this new and dynamic workplace of America that's a very different one to when the 40-hour work week was established.
But Santorum admitted not even he wanted his minimum wage hike to pass, because House GOP leaders have warned they don't want such measures attached to a bankruptcy bill they have yet to take up. Santorum's measure was defeated 61-38. Iowa Democrat Tom Harkin accused his colleagues of hypocrisy.
Think about that. We vote to raise our pay 7 times in 8 years by $28,500. And now minimum wage workers earning $10,700 a year. We can't even vote to raise their minimum wage. Shame on the Senate.
Most members of Congress earn roughly 15 times the minimum wage. David Wellner, NPR News.